We're broadcasting on 96.1 VHF and also on 227 meters medium wave now. So whichever sort of radio you've got, even if it's a steam one, you'll be able to receive BRBS.
This is the story of 30 years of local radio in Bangor, from its earliest known beginnings in 1948 through to 1978.
Coming to you live from Bangor on 96.1, this is BRBS, the Bangor Rag Broadcasting System. Don't forget it, 96.1 Stereo FM.
It is a story that goes back to just after the Second World War. Bangor had always been associated with radio, as the BBC even had one of their emergency broadcasting centres here during the war. From about 1948, however, come the first rumours of competition to the BBC, that the Bangor students themselves set up a radio station to celebrate Rag Week. Nothing more is known of this, or of the next 15 or so years, but it seems likely that by the end of the 1960s a medium-wave radio station was regularly operational during university Rag Weeks.
This is BRBS, your stereo station coming to you on 96.1 from Bangor, live from Bangor, BRBS.
This pattern of events carried on into the early 1970s, but in June 1972 events began to proceed in a new direction. A small group of engineering students, fed up with the limited technical quality of a medium wave system, decided that the high quality of VHF FM was the only way to proceed. A fairly low-power mono VHF transmitter, capable of about 5 watts output, was built in time for Rag Week, which was in November that year.
Well, here we are again with Derbs Do on Bangor Rag Radio. Different theme tune this time, perhaps to be more successful than the rather calamitous show we had last time.
Radio'r ag Gymraeg yn darlledu am y tro ola blwyddyn yma. Gobeithio bod chi wedi mwynhau'r wythnos o gerddoriaeth chi wedi paratoi. Mae'r rhaglen y pnawn mynd i fod ychydig yn wahanol. Da ni'n mynd i chwarae hen recordiau, a rhai ddim mor hen a hynny. Ond rhai hen yn bennaf. Mynd yn ôl i'r gorffennol agos yn hw, Siwsi.
Transmission lasted for all of Rag Week on both medium wave and VHF. The staff had a natural wish to reduce the possibility of being apprehended by the authorities, and so all the programmes were pre-recorded. The station was known then as Bangor Rag Radio, or the Gnome Service, and ran from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. from the Monday to the Saturday of Rag Week. Transmission was on 96.8 MHz VHF and 270 meters MF, and programmes consisted of 1 hour slots with no afternoon break. This is how part of the final evening went.
Well, I'm afraid we're coming to a rather sad part now. We're coming to the end of this show. Only 2 hours left, in fact, for the whole of Rag Radio. Well, I'd just like to do some thank yous to all the staff who've come here from Studio One. It's Barbara, Bridget, Claire, Kath and Dave, Val and Lawrence, Fran and Malk, Chris, Mike, Keith, Gwyndav, Frank, and all the others who've helped produce things here from Studio One. And also the staff, of course, of all the other studios. We all had a rather great time doing all this. I'd like also to thank particularly the Hurtling Ditch Finder, John Edmonds of Studio 2, Mike McCam, and The Bear, who's recorded here, for their dedications, which I rather forgot to return. There's very little to do now. Just like to point out, you might like to know, this whole series of shows has has resulted in us drinking something like about 35 gallons of coffee between about 40 people, plus 10 gallons of beer that we can think of, many more which I'm sure we must have probably forgotten all about. We've used about 13 tape recorders, one of which is packed up, and it's going to take me some time to fix, I think. You know, it's a very large amount of equipment has been involved, and we hope you've enjoyed it.
This is the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, darlings. Mr. John O'Boy Edmonds.
Well, it seems very strange to be in Studio 7. I usually have to sit staring at tape recorders in Studio 2. And various guests dropping in, including the jug band from including the jug band from a certain kitchen in a certain hall residence. Well, before I play my particular record, I'd just like to say thanks to the station manager, that's Fred, for all the work he did. And just to say that if Fred hadn't taken the initiative, I don't think this whole thing would have got off the ground. So let's have a big cheer for Fred. Shall we?
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank all the people that have not appeared on the radio. People behind the scenes who lent us records, like Owen, Spice, Julian, and people from various halls that better remain nameless.
SOS Radio Rag de Bangor, que transmitía en 96.8 MHz BHF y 270 medios en media banda. Ahora cesemos de transmitir y regresamos el año próximo. Damos gracias a todos para escuchar. Adiós.
Akatu ke chotan katambara chumwan mwate ino tocho yamaha ish arakoshi yano.
This is Bangor Radio Rag, which was transmitting on 96.8 MHz VHF and 270 meters medium wave. We are now going off the air until next year. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Hey, pussycat, do me a favor. Get out of my salad.
Number 23, The Shin. The Shin. Number 24, Jim Forster's Shin.
If we now jump 12 months to November 1973, we find that a stereo coder and higher power VHF transmitter capable of 60 watts output had been built, and Rag Radio, as it was still known, made history by broadcasting the first stereo programmes in the Bangor area.
You're listening to Bangor Rag Radio, transmitting on 96.8 MHz in the VHF FM band in stereo and 271 metres medium wave. This is Rag Radio, the first station to bring North Wales stereo. Hi there, my name is Brian. I shall be with you for the next hour. This is Rick Wakeman.
Programs were still all pre-recorded, and due to the much higher transmitter power, there were several technical problems. In fact, the tape recorder ended up in a biscuit tin to shield it from the transmitter. Every 2 hours, the duty engineer would scuttle up the hill with another 7-inch reel of tape, exchange it for the one just played, and disappear promptly again. Program times were much increased than the previous year, now stretching from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. continuously each day in 1 hour slots. The station was on the air from Saturday to Saturday, that's a total of 8 days compared to the previous year's 6. The timetable listed such programmes as The Request Show, Gilbert's Giddy Aunt's Prom Concerts, and even Intergalactic Laxative, not to mention more normal pseudonyms such as John Edmonds, Keith Bryan, and of course Lawrence.
Beatles there off their double album, The White Album. And that was dedicated for everybody who had a birthday today, Friday the 23rd of November. My name's Lawrence. I'm bringing you The Lawrence Show, as I said before. Time is just after 12 o'clock. Unfortunately, due to what we in the era, what we in the trade call an error or a bungle, I've left all my singles at home, so all I've got is this packet of LPs, but I hope to be bringing you some rather nice sounds. And the next track is an LP track from Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy. It's The Who, and they're doing what our transmitter is doing, Seeing for Miles.
And now for something completely different, The Request Show. This is Keith here, and that was Lawrence. And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. And now request number one. To all the Cliff family members at Cheadle Hume. This is Mandolin King from Lindisfarne.
And it's a Lows on the Needle. Yes. As we wind down the microphone now.
Lawrence and Keith. There were also 2 hours of Welsh broadcasting each day, Radio Bronco.
Roedd hi'n ddiflas iawn ym Mangor, ac o trefnu ar y ffôr. Dyma neidio'r fas, hefyd mwy o fas, dros y fennau las i ffôr. I hen pictures bach y ffôr, does mae debyg yn y nor, caws o mochel glaw am swrth a
Lunacy occasionally reigned, as in the WDY show.
Good morning, this is Bangor Rag Radio. The next programme is liable to be very, very silly indeed, and we advise all listeners who are of a nervous disposition to turn off your radio set and jump in the Menai Strait instead.
Okay, here we go, uptight, out of sight. We're reviewing the records, the new records of today, and this is Slade. Before we start, I'd like to introduce the panel today. We got five of the top DJs of the country around today. We start off with Mr. Nick Blackburn.
Hello.
That's Mr. Nick Blackburn. We now go on to, I think it's Mr. Colin Saville. Hello there, Colin.
Hi there, guys and gals!
And now we go on to, it looks like Dave Peel. Here he is, Dave Peel. Say hello, Dave.
Hello.
Yes, they're great. He's uptight, out of sight. That guy's really in the groove, you know, really just uptight and out of sight. And now we say hello to, Roland, Stuart type Henry.
Excuse me, I didn't say hello there.
Okay, Stuart. Stuart,
I'm
can you
Dave
say
Peel.
Something, Stuart?
I'm Dave Peel.
Okay, Dave, thank you. That's great.
You cut me before I could say good
evening. Hello, my friends. This morning I'd like to tell you about some records that I've been listening to.
Okay, Stuart, that's enough of that.
Hi there, guys and girls.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy.
Hi there, guys and girls.
Okay.
Hi there, guys and girls.
Hello.
Okay, yes. We're right uptight and out of sight here. This is just too much for radio vibes. Right, here we go now. What do we think of that record? That's Slade just off the market. You've never heard it before. I love it. Now, what do you say there?
Well,
okay, come on now, say something.
Well, I thought the boys from Wolverhampton are doing really well, but they can't spell very well because, I mean, they can't. I mean, I didn't like it.
Oh, racking and sacking.
It was
he didn't
a bit
like
too
it.
Noisy
oh
for
dear,
me.
What do we say to that? Do we now go, that was, by the way, it was Tony,
No, Nick.
Nick, oh, I'm so sorry, I got it.
No libels, please.
Nick Blackburn announcer, did he Hugh Hamilton? What do you say to that one, sir?
Well, I didn't think much of that.
Don't you like the heavy stuff then?
No.
We seem to be losing the microphones around here.
No, because Mr. Blackburn had his hand on my knee all the time.
Okay, that was upside down.
It's not true. I mean,
okay,
and I wasn't.
Now we come to Jimmy. No, not Jimmy. I meant Colin, but you know how these things slip out. Oops, excuse me a second.
Hi there, guys and gals. I thought that record was just...
Oh, he didn't like it. This is too much.
One unexpected incident was due to the BBC themselves. The BBC TV team here filmed the station operating and interviewed a couple of presenters. The report was then shown on Wales Today, and the station was paid £7 for its trouble.
And now, as we travel back in time, this is a BRBS Yes to Play.
It's yesterday once more.
After this week of broadcasting was over, the RAG radio team decided on a completely fresh approach for the following year. Different frequencies were chosen. 96.1 MHz VHF to avoid interference with the new independent commercial stations in Liverpool and Manchester, and 1331 GHz MF to agree with European band planning. An attempt to find some new presenters was made, and the system redesigned to make live programming much easier. Thus, on Saturday, February the 1st, 1975, the new station of the Bangor RAG broadcasting system hit the airwaves.
Are you bored by what you hear on the radio? You're now listening to something with a completely new concept in music. If you're bored by what you hear, on this station you'll hear Nick Curlez, Roland Hammond, The Bear, and The Entertainer. BRBS, the station that keeps you satisfied. Don't forget, BRBS 96.1 Stereo FM and on medium wave 227. BRBS, the station that keeps you satisfied.
Hello there, guys and girls, this is Dave Shylock here. Welcome you back after maybe a day off. I'm going to play Dark Side of the Moon, First Side, by Pink Floyd. It's for all the lads down in Enge who've gone for BBC interviews today. Now, if they don't offer you a job, lads, you know where you can come next year. BRBS, we'll always give you a job.
All but 2 hours of the transmission each day was broadcast live, and it was scheduled to last for 9 days. Programmes started at 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 at weekends, and went through to midnight with a 2-hour morning break on weekdays. Most of the transmission time was taken by music, including a classical hour called Air on a G-String, and an hour or two of folk music. Jingles were introduced to give the station a sense of identity. 1 hour each day was taken up with a mixture of Goon's recordings and readings from Dylan Thomas, and the rest was popular music.
Time on BRBS, 16 past 10. You're in line with Roland Hammond, I'm with you through till 12. As promised, I'm going to read out a few requests in a few minutes. I've been given quite a few actually today, but the listener response via the letter rack in the Union has not been as good as it might be, so please keep sending the requests in. I don't mind being flooded with them because I've got 2 hours in the evening. I've got an hour of louder music and an hour of soft smoochy music in which to send them over to whoever you want me to. Time 17 past 10 now on BRBS. I'm sure soon I'm going to be accused of putting on a sexy voice so that I can win this competition. Nick is just about to leave the studio, so I'll say a very good night to him.
No, you won't. I'm just about to say he can't do anything else but say time check, so he can't have a sexy voice.
I deny that I always give time checks. Time on BRBS is now 17 and a half minutes past 10. I've just been listening to this next record backwards, but listening to it again, I think I prefer it the right way round. The sound of Mr. Gilbert O'Sullivan. This one comes from Loretta Buckles, goes out to Barry Weil and Steel Silk, the group who are appearing next week on BRBS. For Jan and all those at Wern Hall, and from Liz to Kathy, Susan and Helen, I have a record here which I was rather reluctant to play when asked. The problem being that it's by Roland Myers. It's off his LP called Just for the Record. And I thought, well, shall I or shan't I play it? I decided perhaps I would. So here it is, because Liz asked for it. It's called Never Mind.
Easy come and easy go. If you care, don't let it show, or you will find you're left behind with the memories you thought were true. But were they? What did you do wrong? There's a lot more sorrow, a lot more pain, if you should try to start again, 'cause you will find memories that linger still, thoughts that you just cannot kill, but never mind.
The transmission was not without its problems. The MF signal was very weak. And the VHF transmitter, although very strong, was discovered by a caretaker after only 2 days. To add insult to injury, the local postman was mistakenly shown around the studio in Bryn Terrace Terrace. Many frantic hours were spent thinking about that one, and eventually the station was left where it was.
Oh well, I've been asked to do a plug, so this is a plug. The John James concert's on tonight, starts at 9 p.m. in the Curve Lounge, I believe. Also, silly competitions in the main bar, like Drink the Union Dry, Pint Through a Straw, as such things, you know, very silly, but not to worry anyway. It's just about 32 minutes past 11. Just about 4 minutes to go now to Purple and Shylock. Mr. Shylock standing here sort of grinning all over his face in the studio here trying to put me off. Very many thanks to Engineer Ed, and here we go.
Alan D. 20 minutes after that recording, the fun really started. The president of the Students' Union, Anne Bainan, received an irate phone call from the college principal saying that he had an official of the post office with him who was complaining about the transmissions. A member of the BRBS staff promptly beat a hasty retreat up the hill to the studio, and very shortly afterwards the station went off the air. The transmitting equipment was carefully checked and found to be satisfactory, but as some doubt remained, the station stayed off the air. An attempt was made to resurrect it for the final Sunday evening from a studio in the Reichel Annex, but the transmitter power was very low and few people were able to hear it.
Are you listening to BRBS in mono? Even on medium wave? Well, we've got a bit of advice for you. If you're only listening to us in mono, buy a stereo receiver.
Electronics are. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a stereo receiver.
Oh, I see. How about this one?
Yes, that one's right. Fine.
That's 4p. Thank you. We change
Thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Just think, my own stereo receiver, and now I can listen to BRBS and the BBC too. Oh, let's see what we can pick up on my stereophonic radio. Oh, this is so exciting.
Two 7 meters and 96.1 stereo FM, the sound of BRBS.
Although there was considerable disappointment over the abrupt and forced ending of the transmissions, plans were soon being made for the following year. In particular, since there was generally extremely little worth listening to on the radio on a Sunday evening in Bangor, for most term time Sunday evenings from late October 1975 to January 1976, very low power transmissions on 96.1 MHz were radiated for 2 or 3 hours. They were identified as BRBS test transmissions, the opportunity being taken to try out studio and transmitter equipment. The audience response was surprisingly good for a station run with a total staff of 3 people.
This is nighttime listening from BRBS, stereo FM on 96.1, and on medium wave on 227 meters. Stereo FM. The Bangor Rag Broadcasting System.
Rag Week itself was approaching fast, and the site for the station, a private house in William Street, was chosen only 36 hours before the start of transmissions. One of the occupants was even displaced from her back bedroom to make room for the equipment. At 8 o'clock on the morning of Saturday the 31st of January 1976, BRBS could once again be heard, and very soon the requests started flooding in.
Well, let's carry on with the music again and this huge request. It actually takes up a side of paper, so it's quite a large one. We'll carry on now with this list of females. It says to all the girls in JMJ and Kaido, and especially Kath, Chris, Linda, Anne, another one, Karen, Helen, Anne, yet another, Rosie, Fran, and that gorgeous female that smiled at me at the beginning of term. I know quite how he feels. Also to all the girls in St Mary's, especially Claire, Kathy, Marie, Ronnie and friends, Leslie, almost drag queen, Mary, and most of all Clarissa, oh, Connell I think that is, back from school days, Mandy and friends again. Also to Chris and Fred, both females in College Normal, he definitely gets about this one. And to anybody else who knows him. Yes, it was long, wasn't it? Says at the bottom, great station, keep up the good work. He had to play that, really, or he wouldn't have stood a chance. And it's from Neil Smith and JMJ, so you can all go around and thank him later, or kill him, kick him, whatever you decide to do. I've picked the second record for you. It's from Rick Wakeman, from the album Six Wives of Henry VIII. And this is Catherine of Aragon.
Transmissions lasted with only minor interruptions from Saturday the 31st of January to Sunday the 8th of February. One embarrassing break being due to the money in the electricity meter running out. Scheduled times were from 8 in the morning to 1 the following morning, with breaks in the morning and afternoon from Monday to Friday. The programmes were 100% live, being divided into 2-hour time slots, and generally featured pop music presented by a DJ who had to operate all the controls himself, including switching the transmitter on in the morning or off at night. One innovation this year was the introduction of an organised news service, which evolved its staff of 3 arising early enough in the morning to read and rewrite national news freely cribbed from several newspapers, plus introduce a story or two gathered from local sources.
Mae prif weinidog Harold Wilson wedi dweud fod Prydain yn prysur wella'n economaidd. Ond hynny, ddylai neb lacio yn yr ymgyrch yn erbyn chwyddiant. Bydd y trafodaethau geisio settler strike Chrysler yn ail ddechrau yn Lundain bore yma. Roedd y gorau ar nhw neithiwr ar ôl 7 hours o drafod. Mae'r heddlu Lundain hyd yn ymchwilio a lofruddiaeth Peter Watts, 15 oed o Fai Colwyn. Mae'r tywydd dychrynllid yn parhau. Mae'n a o'n rybuddio y fyddia o ddi ar y ffyrdd ym mhob man, ac bydd hi'n dal yn oer dros dydd Mercher a ddiddiau.
And now the news in English. The Prime Minister, Harold Wilson, says there must be no let-up in the fight against inflation. Although the figures are moving in the right direction, there is still a long way to go. He went on to say that there must be no slackening in our determination when the first year of the counter-inflation policy is over. The Roman Catholic Auxiliary Bishop of Leeds has refused to allow IRA hunger striker Frank Stagg. There was snow in Wales during the night, and black ice has formed on roads in North Wales. Today it will be cloudy, with sleet, snow or drizzle, but with some bright intervals. Temperatures will reach 1 degree Celsius, 274 Kelvin. Winds will be easterly, light to moderate. The outlook is for similar weather to continue. And that is the end of the news.
The beat goes on.
And indeed, while the beat goes on, I've just got time to remind you about what happens tomorrow on BRBS. Things change slightly because it's the weekend. We start at 8 a.m. with Andy Lyle. He takes you through till 10. At 10, John Simons, as usual. Not as usual. He takes over after the morning break till 12. At 12 till 2, Diane Rentoria, the incredible duo. At 2 till 5, back with the President and James Stewart. They do 1.5 hours each. At 5 till 7, Andrew Pandy presenting his usual standard, I'll say no more. And at 7 till 9, yours truly, I go all the way through the week, lucky old me. 9 till 11, Dave Gibson. 11 till 1, Richard Pato. This is Jonathan King. Take it away, Jonathan.
When the sun shines on the mountains.
Transmissions continued for all the 9 scheduled days without too many snags. The EMF service was far from satisfactory, due to transmitter and aerial problems, whilst on the other hand the VHF transmission was fairly strong. The station finally closed down early in the morning of February the 9th, with a chaotic gathering of the station staff in the studio. Now some details of the studio equipment. Disc reproducing equipment consisted of two SP25 domestic turntables with modified auto-return linkages, both fitted with M44 magnetic cartridges. Tape playing equipment consisted of one ACD660 stereo cassette machine, with backup by another similar model. Acoustic wave transducer was a Unidyne microphone fitted with anti-pop shield, which is what I'm talking at the moment. Audio mixing equipment consisted of a purpose-built 610L stereo mixer with four PFL facilities, mic pan, and stereo meters with peak reading characteristics, for all people use them. This drove a stereo peak compressor, FRID, which was used to prevent over-deviation off the FM transmission. Concludes transmissions on BRBS for the time being. From all of us, goodbye.
Coming to you live from Bangor on 96.1, this is BRBS, the Bangor Rag Broadcasting System. Don't forget it, 96.1 Stereo FM.
In the following week, several hundred copies of a short questionnaire concerning the transmissions were distributed around the colleges and the town. The questionnaire attempted to discover what types of radio receivers listeners had, how they had heard of the station in the first place, and what was thought of the transmissions overall. The majority of answers were useful, most emphasising the need for an effective MF service. One local garage owner even wanted to know what it would cost him to advertise his business on the station. Things were quiet then for a couple of months, up to May, when BRBS reappeared with a few high-power Sunday evening transmissions. Dave Gibson.
And a very good evening to you. My name's Dave Gibson, and I'm with you for the next 3 hours. This is BRBS, the Bangarang Broadcasting System, specially revitalised for this Sunday night. A lot of people during Rag Week requested me to play a track from the new Dylan album, that is the Desire album, and they were always asking for Hurricane, so for all those people who asked for it, here it is again.
A week later, on the 16th of May, a mystery voice in the guise of Dave Carter appeared.
Our Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. The intro to this evening's broadcast, I think, was Moby Dick. It's from Led Zeppelin 2. Let's get rid of that completely. By the way, I'd like to warn anybody listening who might recognise my voice, I'm disguising it to make it sound like somebody completely different.
These transmissions culminated in a final all-day fling on the 13th of June to celebrate the end of the college year. The occasion was pretty hectic, with presenters having to be rescued from Aberfraw Beach in time to appear on the air. And those who remember the enormous great pole on top of Annoyeth Emrys Evans will have a pretty good idea where the transmissions came from. Mike Doyle had the late-night programme.
You wouldn't believe what people we have in this this studio here. They've just come up with this idea. Well, it's just knockout, man. And what you got to do, we want everyone who's listening to BRBS at the moment to get up and go to your light switch and on the command, turn it off and then turn it back on again. We're going to leave it. I'll give you a few seconds just to get to your light switch. So just get up out of your chair. I know it's nice listening to Focus, but up out of your chair. Here, don't be shy. Get up. Go over to your light switch. Are you ready? Everyone in Bangor's going to be doing this because everyone listens to BRBS. You know, it's the in thing to listen to BRBS. Okay, are you ready? After three. One, two, three. Lights out. Okay, have you all got your lights out? Excellent. Right, will you now all switch them back on again? And come on, once more, just for luck. All lights out. And back on again. Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Cheers. We'll carry on with a bit of Focus here.
This event even produced a postcard from two holidaymakers visiting Anglesey, who complimented BRBS on its production.
Did you realise you're listening to a stereo station? Well, if you didn't, you are. And if you're tuned to 227 metres, we suggest you tune to our stereo channel on 96.1.
BRBS was next to appear almost exactly 6 months later to celebrate the end of the winter term on 12th of January 1976. Dave Carter and John Stevens presented the extravaganza.
If you've just tuned in, you may be wondering what you're listening to. Well, this is the BRBS Christmas show, giving you some idea of what's going to happen during Rag Week in Bangor. Perhaps, yes, as my partner just added on. We like to think we can entertain you for a week with your own special radio station. Let's have some more music. This is the Detroit Spinners.
Meanwhile, the MF transmitter was completely rebuilt from scratch to bolster up 1331 GHz, which had rather fallen behind in the attempts to perfect the VHF stereo service. A new studio was chosen, in the back room of a house not a million miles from the football ground. And at the start of Rag Week on the 5th of February 1977, the Bangor Rag broadcasting system could once again be heard. Di and Renteria in particular had their own individual style.
Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard! Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard! They have nice people there, they'll show you where the records are!
Where are the records? They're over there, they're all over the place!
Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard! Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard! You can get Herb Albert and Jackie Lomax for 40 cents! Da-doom, 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 da-doom. Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard. Go to Rhino Records on Westwood Boulevard. On Westwood Boulevard.
Yes, I thought an hour and 40 minutes without that jingle about Rhino Records was too good to be true. And he had to play it. I don't know why he has to play it. I've been told that BRBS are going to disclaim all responsibility for the Dying Renteria show tonight. It's been a particularly silly Dying Renteria tonight.
Right, last live track tonight, and we might have to go from this straight into our theme music. Peter Frampton from the Frampton Comes Alive album, and...
It's a plain shame.
It certainly is.
Yeah, and so it is that we've got to finish so soon.
This is an oldie but goodie.
Programmes were scheduled from Saturday the 5th of February to Sunday the 13th of February, running from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. the following day, with morning and afternoon breaks from Monday to Friday. Programme was mainly with popular music, and included one or two feature programmes. Rick Pato, for instance, produced one on the group Genesis.
Carpet Crawl there from Genesis. Right, well, towards the end of last year, around about December 1976, Genesis put out yet another album, which was met with outstanding acclaim from all critics. It was called Wind and Wuthering, and it's been featured by many DJs on BRBS this week, in fact, especially Renteria, who I think is in love with the album. I'm not going to play a lot of it, as it has had a lot of airplay, but this is a track from the very first side, and this is called the 11th Earl of Mar. 1:43 now on BRBS. Well, thanks to everyone who's loaned me records throughout the week, Rick Gordon, Liz Padley and Fran Brooks, and for yesterday's Wesco show, thanks to Richard Honeysett and Graham Lamb for record loan and co-producing it. For today, to Steve Rose, Leighton Andrews, Graham Lamb, Dave, Kevin, Phil Foster, and of course to Bruce Lair, thanks a lot, I couldn't have done it without all your albums. And for help with jingles, Steve Rose, Terry Little, to my guest on Wednesday, Sheila Bruce, and on Thursday, Wally Winterbottom, thanks for making it and giving me your time. And lastly, of course, to you, the listener, for putting up with me during the last 7 days, representing 18 hours of the Rick Pato Show.
The station once again had a prolific news service, although on occasions, things were not quite so organised as they could have been.
Time's now 7:33, so we'll go across to the newsroom for our 5 o'clock news.
And now, BRBS News.
Good evening, this is Christopher Fagiv with the 7:30 news. Mrs. Margaret Thatcher spoke to young Conservatives in Eastbourne today. She attacked the government's economic policy, saying they had been carrying out a vendetta against private firms. Jobs have been lost and industrial production have been low for 3 years. Government economic strategy... Polly Poddy and myself would like to thank those who have assisted you in bringing you the news this week. Mrs. Queen Elizabeth III for his help, Rocky for making the famous cardboard mallet, Nuisance for the new rib, Tessa for the Get Well card, Granny for making the local news items, Sam Arkwright for helping pacify Granny, Auntie for collecting most of the news, Ankle for the float competition results, our friends and neighbours for putting up with our odd working hours, and Trouble for all her encouragement. Plus, of course, all of you who voted in the DJ poll. The votes are at present with a handwriting expert who is sorting out those who have sent in more than one vote, and we will be bringing you, hopefully, the results of that at about 12:45 this morning. And now, for the last time, I return you to the Dine Rent Arrear Show. This has been Christopher Fagiv for BRBS News.
That was BRBS News!
Another innovation was the introduction of 24 hours a day broadcasting over the final weekend, where the station stayed on the air all the early hours of Sunday morning, presenting music for Bangor's insomniacs. After a marathon 41 hours of continuous broadcasting, close down eventually came early in the morning of Monday the 14th of February.
All these sources were combined in a purpose-built stereo mixer with a novel pre-fade listen system and peak reading BU meeting. Stereo encoding was performed using a phono-compatible modulated subcarrier system, i.e. the Stereo Gnome. On VHF, the transmitter used a power of 50 watts RF into a half-wave dipole at a non-optimum site. Frequency normally was 96.1 MHz and checked about halfway through the week to be 96.07 after complaints that the frequency was high. Deviation was normally 75 kHz peak. Audio processing was not employed. On medium wave, high-level amplitude modulation was used with a carrier power of 25 watts RF. Despite inefficient aerial systems, the medium wave signal was good and heard throughout Bangor. Anyway, thanks to all those who loaned and built equipment for the occasion, especially John Lyons, John Stevens, and special thanks to Jolly Roger from me. Cheers from Dave Carter.
Okay, Andy Lyle.
Oh, can I have the microphone?
Well, it might help, yeah.
I'll get up. Yeah, where is it?
Oh!
Stop treading on me cans.
Can we write that out? Yeah, hi fans, or ta-ra fans. I've been on the breakfast show and I had to get up early and excuse the cans falling on the microphone. And I've just hit the microphone with my runners-up mallet. There, how's that?
OK, over to John Collins. We nearly forgot him.
I thought I was being forgotten then. Yeah, it's been great fun. They're a great crowd, really, despite the infighting. And it really is a good laugh, as Stuart says. James says it's about to... Some of us will have to get back down to academic work next week for a change, but it really is great fun. Enjoyed doing it. Hope you've enjoyed listening.
And so went BRBS for February 1977. BRBS was not to appear again until the 11th of December 1977, at the end of the autumn term. Chris Fields and Dave Carter presented the programme.
Yes, very silly indeed. Perhaps try and find you the proper jingle later. This is BRBS. We're transmitting in stereo on 96.1 in the VHF band. Sorry there are no medium wave transmissions this evening, but if you listen for us in February, we should be on medium wave as well. We'll play you some Tomita now from Pictures at an Exhibition. This is Great Gates of Kiev.
Ragweek itself had not been forgotten about. Indeed, brand new transmitting equipment was hurriedly being built. Once again, more staff had to be recruited, and a new site found. This time, a house in Holyhead Road was initially chosen. James Stewart started the programmes off at 7 a.m. on Saturday, February the 4th, 1978.
Well, I haven't got words to describe what I'm feeling at the moment. I mean, to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to bring you the super strains of BRBS for another week. Well, another 9 days, really. Don't forget, we start this morning, about 13, 14 minutes ago, and we continue broadcasting until 1 o'clock the following morning, and we're broadcasting every day until next Sunday, so that's a whole 9 days of BRBS. You're listening to the James Stewart Show at the moment, with yours truly, James Stewart. That goes on till 10 a.m. this morning, when you're faced with a bloke called Reckless Eric. Eric will be here to entertain you. And at 12 midday, you've got the infamous Die and Rent show. And that's followed at 2 p.m. by Greg's Musical Box with Christine Turner. Following on to that, at 5 o'clock, we've got a very good-looking lady called Mandy Jane, who will play a few records and probably do a song and dance as well, if I know her. And that's succeeded by Scott Williamson. What a name. At 7 p.m, again, that's, you listen to him while you're using your tea. And then at 9 p.m. tonight, we've got some very interesting music. Christine Davies will present that programme, which goes through until 11, when you've got the infamous John Collins show. That goes all the way through till 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. So that's programmes today on BRBS.
Things went well until the next day, when a trader calling at the house came within feet of discovering the studio. This made the station staff very nervous, and so at the finish of programmes at 1 a.m, every piece of equipment was disconnected and loaded onto a Land Rover to be taken 200 yards up the road to a new site, only to be almost stopped by a police patrol car on the way. After waiting for it to disappear, the equipment was installed in its new home, a basement flat in Upper Bangor, and the station was on the air again by that evening. There were problems with squeaky doors and noisy plumbing, though, and the decision was taken to move the station again, out to Anglesey. The move took place after close down on Tuesday, and the station was back on the air by the following day. Except for the MF aerial, which fell down Wednesday evening, things went comparatively smoothly from then onwards.
Are you bored with life as you know it, not ever having anything to do? Do you lie in bed in the morning and wonder how you're going to pass another boring day? Then wake up and listen to what Bangor Rag has to offer you.
As in the previous year, insanity was a natural part of the Die and Rent a Rear show.
For those people who didn't realise, the voice on this tape is Reckless Eric.
Barry, take off my dress. Barry, please, take off my bra. Oh, Barry, please, take off my panties.
And don't wear any of my flaming clothes again.
Quick, get off. Well, thanks to Eric for that. We'll finish off with this really nice piece of music by Sutherland Brothers and Quiver. The riot in the background is Eric trying to get his straitjacket on. Bye from us, and we hope to see you later on tonight.
Hope not.
You're going to say goodbye, Rent.
Goodbye, Rent.
That was Eric.
Goodbye, Rent.
Right, thanks a lot for listening this last week. Thanks for the requests. We're sorry to any people we've insulted or made enemies of. We hope you won't take it personally.
Yeah.
We don't.
No, perhaps you may see us next year. Stranger things have happened.
Right, it's over to Greg by himself as Christine's rejected him.
Thanks for the past insane couple of hours from Diane Rent. This is Mr. Rejection himself speaking. I'm going to be with you now from 2 till 5. I've forgotten my theme music, so I'll use a bit of theirs instead. Why not? They've got Reckless Eric in his straitjacket, is it?
Notless
Eric in his straitjacket, so we should be alright now. He's tied to a post over there somewhere.
Greg Young. He was followed by Mandy Jane, and then Scott Williamson.
Hey, Ty, where have all the solos gone?
Obvious, man. We're going to listen to the Scott Williamson show.
Oh.
I hope you enjoyed that. My last show, that may well be the last time you'll hear that classic jingle. But, no, seeing as it is my last show, maybe it won't be the last time you've heard it. Anyway, in answer to accusations, I haven't played any Who on my programme yet.
Yeah.
I have. Shut up, who needs you? No, don't go away, please. This is the Who. Off the Who's next album, it's called Bargain.
As in the previous year, 24 hours a day broadcasting was successfully tried over the final weekend, Sunday morning revealing a very tired Chris Fields and John Stevens. That evening, made particularly memorable by the snow falling gently outside, the duty of closing the station fell to James Stewart and John Collins.
Mixer feeding specially constructed broadcast standard stereo Kona unit. Now, the VHF transmitter, this employed wideband frequency modulation with nominally plus or minus 75 kHz peak deviation on a nominal carrier frequency of 96.07 MHz, which was measured several times with a six-digit frequency counter during the week. Power was approximately 60 watts DC input feeding a half-wave dipole with vertical polarization. Medium frequency transmission employed high-level amplitude modulation with a 2-to-1 compression ratio. Power output was about 40 watts DC input, feeding a non-optimized antenna system. And that's John Collins with the technical waffle. Over to you, Stu.
What can I say? Well, you better not say what I can say. Well, it is very, very goodbye from us. We're very sorry to finish it all. It's been great fun, honestly. And thanks once again to all people, present, not present, who've helped us so much. This is James Stewart signing for and behalf of everybody else who will now say goodbye.
Bye!
See you next century.
Yes, right then. It really is well and truly goodbye. And I'm now going to ask my engineer, George, I think, to pull the big switch.
Yay. Can we have the right sound effect, please?
It'll just be a clunk, won't it?
Three, two, one, zero!
Thus BRBS closed for yet another rag week, and after another 9 successful days of broadcasting. However, another idea had yet to be tried, and in the first week of October 1978 it came about. The station appeared on the air with full programming during Freshers' Week, helping to publicise the special events staged during the week. Ian Anderton.
Also at 7.30, Christian Union Freshers' Welcome, with guest speaker Alistair Kennedy, that's in the coffee lounge, in the Students' Union, I presume. At 8 o'clock there's the Freshers' Concert, which should be worth seeing, and that's featuring Merger and the Inadequates, the Inadequates being a local band, and I can assure you they're quite well worth seeing. 9 minutes past 3 o'clock on BRBS, the Bangarang Broadcasting System, 96.1 MHz of VHF stereo, and on 227 metres medium wave. This is Jerry Rafferty, comes from the album City to City and Baker Street.
Freshers' Week 1978 brings the end of this part of the story of local radio in Bangor. To all those people who willingly lent precious recordings for use in this programme, a very sincere thank you. What will happen in the future to radio in Bangor is maybe the material for another story.
Thank you.
This city.